Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here another week, and I always say that literally, which is so divine, so special, so real, because we have this life here on earth that so goes by so fast, but it's so beautiful if we just appreciate it. And so I'm happy to spend the next hour with you guys and gals, and hope everybody's doing well wherever you are. And we are, you know, some people say, what are you doing, Natalie? You're always talking about other things than just real estate. And I'm like, well, real estate is so important. People are important, and home is where the heart is. And that includes what we're doing, what our heart tells us to do, where we're living, how we're running our lives. So that's why I love to do this and mix it up a lot and go into so much more than just selling houses, buying houses, property, commercial, residential, and, of course, our membership. So have you ever wanted to write a book? Do you have a book in you? Have you ever wanted to do a TED Talk? It may look scary, but they don't last that long, and you can do it. And how about other publishing? Are you putting yourself out there? Maybe many of you, I know agents and brokers listening in, we have to market ourselves, publicize. You know, it's really important how we're presenting ourselves and how do we differentiate ourselves, no matter what industry you're in. And we're always marketing, you know, sales. Some people say, I don't want to sell. I'm not a salesperson. And I've been in sales my whole life. It's just natural for me. But even me, I don't ever sell anything I wouldn't believe in, if that makes sense. Now, in our business with houses and commercial and properties, we may run across something we personally wouldn't like, and we have to just guide it and make sure it's not about what we like, it's about what the client likes or the customer likes. But everything's like that, and I think one thing that I love that's happening right now in our world is people are being able to come out with their uniqueness with the social networking and live their passions instead of having to stifle it and saying, oh, I can never do that, maybe I can do that later. Well, Adriana Monique Alvarez, she is going to share her insight today. She's a pro, and I'm so thrilled that she's coming on with us and spending the hour with us. She's the founder of AMA Publishing, a number one international best-selling author and contributing author to many publications, including Forbes and Huffington Post. She's going to share her insights with us today on how to follow those dreams, how to differentiate from others offline and online. Of course, an hour is not going to give us enough time. We would probably need several days, and that wouldn't even give us enough time. But I'm so happy to have her on and be able to meet with her. She resides in New Orleans, meet with her virtually, New Orleans, and with her husband and two sons. And let's find out about New Orleans, too. Without further ado, I'd like to welcome Adriana Monique Alvarez. Hey there.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm so thrilled. This is going to be so much fun. And, you know, the hour's going to fly by. So we more than likely we don't put commercial breaks in there unless you need it. It's
okay.
We like to keep it organic. Awesome. Awesome. So tell us about your history a little bit and what got you into your industry.
Well, honestly, I didn't start here. It's been a journey. When my husband and I got married, we wanted to have a life that we designed. We didn't really want to fall into the default mode, and so we said, let's not get jobs that we don't really like come home, eat dinner, watch a TV show, go to bed, and do it again the next day. Let's not do that. And so we started a business that allowed us to create websites and social media profiles for brick-and-mortar business owners that were very similar to my parents. I grew up in my parents' businesses, and I knew their strengths, and I knew their weaknesses, and I knew that anything internet-related was not a strength. And so I just used my parents as my avatar, and I assisted and created packages along with my husband that would serve those clients. And so that's what we did for years and years. We were a local business. We worked. Yeah, we did brick and mortar for 7 years. And we would just, you know, I was at every BNI meeting. I was at every chamber meeting. I took everyone to breakfast, lunch, dinner, coffees. And that's what we did until.
Was that in New Orleans or? Okay.
No, we actually met. I met my husband in Tucson, Arizona, and so we started there. And then we moved to San Diego. And when we moved to San Diego, our business absolutely exploded. And it was there that we realized, oh, my goodness, we can do a lot with this. But also what ended up happening when we were in San Diego is I got this desire to become a mother. You know, that moment
right.
when you go, oh, okay, I think I have a window of opportunity here, and I don't know how long this will last. And so we ended up having 2 babies in 12 months. And
congratulations. Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot to do there right after each other.
Yes, it is. I remember my little boy, Sam, he was 3 months old, and I wasn't feeling right, and I thought, no, that's not possible. And sure enough, it was true. So I call my twins in 2 installments, and they're amazing little boys. And really, they were the catalyst for me to do things better. I had to get unique.
Yes.
You know, I had to get creative. I had to look at things through a new lens and a new perspective. And so I decided to start looking at what I could do online because I had to leverage myself. I couldn't just do everything, you know, one person at a time, one breakfast at a time. And so that's what inspired me to come online and start seeing what else I could do. And so I shifted to business consulting because we found that doing done-for-you services, like we just didn't have time for it. You know, Derek and I were both, you know, we were in the trenches with newborns. And
right.
So we decided, let's
but
not
what
do
business were you, not
services.
To cut you off, just not, I don't want to cut you off, but what were you doing before with the consulting, with the brick and mortar? We were actually, like, actually, when you say putting packages together, can you tell us what you were doing, just so we have a...
Yes. Great question. So we were building their websites. We were creating their social media accounts and posting for them every day because they didn't know how to do that, and they didn't know how to do it in a way that would bring customers in to eat at their restaurant or get a membership at their gym.
Right.
And so we did it all for them behind the scenes. We were sort of like their, you know, ghost writers and whatnot.
Great.
And so we had a whole team of people that would help us do that. But that just became too labor intensive. And we realized in that moment that our clients were our babies and now we had babies. So we had to make a change.
Right. Right. Smart. Smart.
So that's when we decided to shift into just doing business consulting. And so the very first thing I did online was I led a mastermind once a week, and it was 35 women from around the world. And we just talked about how we could do business and do business better. And of course, I think every single member was also a mother. And so we were figuring out how do we juggle all of this so that we can be with our families and we can make money in our business. So that was the next evolution of it. But what led to, you know, books and speaking and media and all of this is I realized when I went online that nobody knew I had been rocking it offline. And
right.
I really, you know what I mean? It's like when you go onto the
exactly.
online space and nobody knows what you've accomplished offline. Nobody understands that you have experience. When I started networking in Facebook groups, for example, I realized that almost no one had been in business over 2 years, and I was trying to figure out how do I differentiate myself because I have a lot more experience. And so I made the decision to write my book, publish it. I self-published it, and then I really went after publications. That was my way of saying, okay, these are the markers that help other people see that I have credibility and authority. And so that's when I dedicated myself to that. And then I started teaching my clients to do the same. And so about the time, it was just a few weeks out from me announcing that I was going to roll out a whole book writing program. And I was pregnant, and I found out that there were major complications, and I ended up having a stillbirth at 38 weeks.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you. And so that was a moment, you know, it's one of those defining moments in life. You really figure out
right.
what matters and what you're made of. And
exactly.
I made the decision.
Oh, so hard to go through.
It really is. And, you know, it was a time when I was the face of the business and I was, you know, I had to be out there. And so I made the decision to just to continue the mastermind and leave the book writing where it was. And then last year, I said, you know, I think I'm ready to do it. I'm at a place where that dream is ready to come forth. And so I made a simple announcement and said, I'm going to start helping my clients become best-selling authors. And the response was just incredible. And then, of course, then the author said, we want to speak. And so I said, okay, we're going to figure out how to get you on the TEDx stage. And here we are.
Wow. You did that? Wow, that's fantastic.
So it's been an evolution. And really, it's just come out of listening to what my clients wanted. What are their dreams? What do they really want that they can't figure out how to accomplish?
Right. It's a definite, you know, these websites, we ended up spending thousands and they're not right, if that makes sense. We've been in the online market since 98, even though it's brick and mortar too, because we're in real estate sales and business, but I've started doing virtual years ago because I saw it. But we've had, I can't tell you, hundreds of thousands of dollars spent, and then in the last few years, a chunk that it doesn't still look right. You know, I mean, you end up in these situations where it's like,
yes.
Oh my gosh, all the money that was thrown out and something could have been put together that looks better in five, you know, in a different way, you know? So it's been, yeah, that's really, fantastic that you've tied it all together and you're able to, so many people need help because, you know, you can be an expert,
yeah.
but then you still need help getting that, the details finished, right? The putting it together. Wow.
It's so true. There's so many moving parts to everything that if you know how to help people with those things that they just don't want to do or feel like it's not their absolute area of genius, then it allows us to go in there and create a service that serves people. And that's what I've done is I've made it my business. You know, offline, I was always networking. And online, I'm always in conversations. You know, I'm in private messenger
right.
with 50 to 100 people a day. That's my
right.
non-negotiable every day. Because if I'm always in conversation with people, then I always know what they want, what they're struggling with, what they're frustrated with. And then I can create solutions.
That's fantastic. Are you guys using mainly WordPress? Has been such an easy, and ClickFunnels. I really like ClickFunnels too. There are different platforms now that have come out, thank goodness, that make it
yes.
easier. But yet somebody still needs to do the details because we can't do everything when we're running businesses, right? And so that's
no.
Taking that over is great. Well, you mentioned you also in your you teach people how to do the publishing, how to get out in articles and get known. What do you think, say, when you take an expert from offline to online, okay, what is the first step that they should be doing?
Well, the very first
I guess
thing
websites
they need to
first,
do,
but they probably have one, but huh?
Yeah, they probably have one. Honestly, it's really simple. They have to say over and over and over, I have 20 years of experience as a psychologist, as a chiropractor, as a whatever it is, a real estate agent. They have
right.
to talk about this because the online world is very young, and I say this not just in terms of the age of the people, but in terms of how long they've been in business. And when you see what I'm saying? When you talk about
yeah.
all these years of experience you have, that's different than
yeah.
most people who have an online business. And it's really, really key. And I would say right alongside that is that you make sure that you're continuously teaching what you know. That could be in a post. That could be in a live stream. That could be in a blog post. That could be in an article for a publication. But when we teach what we know and we give people actionable items that they can go implement, then people say to themselves, I like her.
Right.
I learned something from her. And when we can help people before they pay for us, before they invest with us, then they have less resistance and it feels like less of a
risk.
Makes
total sense. Makes total sense.
So that's what I would recommend. Teach what you know every day. Teach something. Allow people to recognize you as valuable, knowledgeable, and experienced.
That makes so much sense. This online network, I mean, the online world, excuse me, I've been in 35 years, it's a lot of big history with it. But the online world, we have hundreds, literally hundreds of testimonials on our websites, but we haven't been going out getting people to sign up on Google or Yelp. And then we had one that wasn't, two that weren't good on Yelp that had nothing to do with, it wasn't true. It was a $250 admin fee that we charged that they knew about. It was an agent broker. They totally knew about it. And I don't want to get into a war with somebody, right? It wasn't true. But here we have hundreds on our site, and now we have to work on a way to get people to just do it online rather than our testimonials, because they're all good testimonials and real testimonials. So I'm assuming many companies are in that situation with the that have been in business for years that have many testimonials, and now need to get the online testimonials. Even though we've been doing it online for years, we just didn't focus on testimonials being online. I'm pointing that out as an example, not, you know, because that's a frustrating place. You go, oh my gosh, now we have to do this. But so it's interesting because it's kind of like the wild, wild west, but not the wild, wild west, because now it's very predictable. You know, there's accountability. You know the steps, right? It's a little, and thank God for repeat business and referrals and longevity. And so I imagine somebody getting in new really has to, I don't know, on one hand, it might be easier because they can do it right from the beginning. Or on the other hand, it's they need you definitely to walk them through it and need you to guide them. And it to get your articles published in Forbes and Huffington Post, you've got to be good at what you do. They're not going to let somebody just send them an article and get it in, right?
It's true. There's the number of pitches that these editors receive is off the charts, you know, because this is a really hot thing and it has been for a while. And so there's a couple of things that I learned. Number one, there are secrets. And one of the things that I'm committed to is helping my clients and women in general have greater access to these secrets, because once you get in sort of this inner circle, you realize, I'll give you one example. There was one publication that I really wanted to write for. It's called Addicted to Success. And I couldn't figure out why they weren't accepting my article, because I already had been in some big ones and that always helps. And I saw somebody else had posted that they were celebrating getting an article in. And so I just sent a private message and I said, listen, I've been trying. What's the secret? Because I can't figure it out. And he said, send me the article. He was very generous. Send me the article. I want to look it over. And he said, you used one rhetorical question in the middle, and they really don't like rhetorical questions. They won't accept it.
Really?
And I said, are you serious? And he said, listen, I only know this because once I got an article in, I go back and forth with the editors and I kind of just very nonchalantly, you know, figure out what they like more and what they like less. And he said, they hate rhetorical questions. So I took the rhetorical question out, submitted it, and I got in just like that.
That is amazing. And what a secret that who would figure that out? You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
Wow, that's great.
So that's what I have done is I compiled all of these things. Oh, they like this. They don't like this. Another thing that's really simple is that oftentimes they won't even have the submission guidelines on their website. But if you Google submission guidelines for Mind Body Green, then there's a page that will pop up. And if you follow those instructions exactly, then you have a really good chance of getting in. Because as you can imagine, most people don't know how to follow directions. So they will pick and choose what they do.
That's a great point.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So they're really looking for the top 1% that can follow instructions exactly, make their life easy, and that's what you want to do. You want to make that editor's life easy. They've got enough to do. And if you can be that person and you have, like you said, you know what you're talking about, you're an expert, you have years of experience, you wrote it well, you're going to get in.
So do they edit your article, or do you pretty much you edit it and make sure it's proper, and then they usually take it the way as is, or do they still edit?
No, they have their own team, so they will take, you have to be, I like to say you have to be 90% there. So
mm-hmm.
I always had an editor that I, my own personal editor that I worked with, to get me 90% there. And then their staff, they have certain things that they like. They like to format it in a certain way. They usually change the opening line. They select a photo. You know, they have their own quirks that they like to have control over. But
right.
So they're going to put those final, you know, finishing touches that you can't send something that's really rough in.
Oh, you shouldn't. And you shouldn't. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You just don't want to
That's
give them
great.
Any more work.
No, not at all. It should be good. Definitely great.
So, yeah. And that's what also got me started on the path of realizing the power of a story, because essentially when we're communicating on social media, when we're submitting articles to publications, what we're figuring out is what we know, how we learned
mm-hmm.
it, what we've been through, that journey that we've been on. And so when it comes time to write a chapter in a book or to write our own book, it really requires us to tell the most important stories in the deepest way, in the most authentic way, because that's what people really want right now. You know, when my parents,
right.
I grew up in their businesses, it was more about always having your best foot forward. You know, there was a veneer that everyone wore. And now it's sort of the opposite. If you will pull back that curtain and let people see those times and hear about those times where you totally, you know, you fell on your face.
That is so true,
have,
isn't
you
it?
You experienced failure. Yeah, they don't want to see
it's
all
so
the
true.
Highlights and the perfect points.
Yeah, years ago it was definitely different. People put on a show, you know, put on a face, and nobody would discuss personal situations. And it's like, wow. I mean, we did in real estate. We always did with the client customer, but maybe not. You know, but I mean, in many businesses, we're looking at, you know, years back, everything's prim and proper and just perfect, right? They don't see the behind the scenes issues. They don't see.
No.
And, you're right. It seems like it's much more heart to heart these days, which is great that people can do that and you can bring it out. And it's the real world, right? The real world.
Yes.
I like to
it
say.
And
it's that's so funny though. It's really great. You know, we have so much going on too, and you always want to make sure you're not offending anybody. And that's a different. We've got such a divide going on in our country, which has been very unique. But the stories, everyone wants to hear a good story, don't they? And
it's the truth. It's why we love going to the movies. It's why we love reading a book. And the thing about it is people don't have to agree with our story or agree with our point of view in order to appreciate the story. Because we all watch movies that we don't necessarily agree with. We wouldn't necessarily make the same decisions or any of that, but we can still appreciate a good story, and it can still teach us something. It can still pull at our heartstrings and make us look at life in a new way, and that's really the key. And, you know, this is what the TED Talk really asks of us, because the book is one step, but like the TEDx stage, they don't want just inspiring stories. They want people who will share something that disrupts what's currently happening, that allows us to have a shift in perception. And so it's about looking at what's gone on in my life, what experiences do I have, and how can I help society on a global level look at something old in a new way? And that's the journey. And when we're able to do that,
that's
you know,
fantastic.
We're able to connect with people on a whole nother level.
How long is a TED Talk? Usually 10 minutes?
You know, that's a great question. So the maximum is 18 minutes, but everyone will tell you that you really want to strive to have a talk that's less than 10 minutes, because it increases the number of times it will be shared. You know, we live in this age where people are more likely to watch a 5 or 6, 7 minute video than an 18 minute video. So what I believe in, and I tell this to my clients even when they're writing on social media, is eliminate everything that's unnecessary. It's not a time to have fluff. We're not writing words. We're not saying words just for the sake of it. Distill it down.
Right.
What's the message? Just pierce their hearts and get there fast.
That's amazing. I have this thing I'm working on. It's called It's Time to Heal. And that's what it's called, because there's so many of us wounded adults walking around that we think we've healed, or from trauma and childhood, you know, kinds of lots of abuse and things. You think you've healed, and then you find out, wow, I haven't healed like I thought I could. And there's, but things like that, I think, are hard to boil down. But when you get into stories, you can show people. It's a unique, you know, you can go on and on and on with it. And it really, I know from speaking and training, I mean, we go at, like, there's 3 points, and you have to narrow it down. Of course, there's a lot of techniques and rules and that get you to that point. And it's amazing. I just know from speaking how much you can say in 10 minutes, right? It's amazing.
Yes.
When you narrow it down, what you can project and get out there, although it sounds hard for the average person that probably hasn't ever gone into speaking or took any, you know, training. That's amazing.
Well, and it's such a process. You know, I say the way you get good at it is you practice it over and over. And if you're really trying, if you think about all the stories you could tell or all the experiences, one way to get it down to the most important is to say them over and over, to write them, and then to ask ourselves, what's the universal truth? Right. So through all of this, what's the universal truth? What applies to us all? What can everyone understand, no matter where they come from, no matter where they were born, no matter what their income level is, like on the most human level, what is true and what do we all know? And that is how we then have the greatest impact. But it does. It takes some time to work through our own stories and to be able to process them. And I love the project you're talking about. This is how we heal, by telling
our
stories.
It's time to heal is just like It's funny, I used to, years ago with real estate, I'd go, dear God, why is it just real estate? Because I love the self-help. And so I've incorporated both into it, you know, because I'm quirky, I'll do what I want to do with it. You know what I mean? I don't mean it to sound that way. I've just kind of done that all these years. People were telling me years ago, you can't do that, Natalie, you can't do it. I said, watch me. I'm going to do it anyhow.
Exactly.
You know, but it really is that part where it gives me the chills, because the biggest thing is love and peace. I mean, love and peace in our world is what we need. And it lifts us all up, you know, and, and none of us know everything. And it's not hard to give love and peace as hard as it, I mean, because there's a lot of daily wars going on in our world that shouldn't be, you know, little ones, I'm not talking about just the big ones. And it's just amazing. But I think many of us, when we're out there, we want to see how we can help change, but you can't carry the world. And I think sometimes I've seen, especially women, you know, we will carry the world and we just simply can't. You know what I mean?
No.
Gotta go.
It's
amazing.
You know, for me, because I can totally relate to that, because when I was 21 years old, I went overseas as a volunteer in an orphanage after the Kosovo crisis. And
oh, wonderful.
After 3 years in Albania, and then I went on to go to Nairobi to an HIV baby orphanage. And what you realize when you're in the thick of it day in and day out is that you can't save the world. You really can't. And what I learned after being a volunteer all of my 20s is that what I could do was I could be at peace with myself. I could love myself. And as long as I was going about life and my world being at peace and radiating love, then that was a gift to everyone, because then every circumstance that I walk into, in every interaction, every conversation, we have the greatest chance of it being a peaceful, loving moment.
Yes.
And the more peaceful, loving moments we have, then the more peaceful, loving world we have. And it's really on that tiny micro level that we have to focus on, because we can't save the world, but we
That's
can
so brilliant.
100%. You know, we're in control of ourselves.
Right. That is brilliant. You know, it gives me the chills talking to you, and I don't usually get the chills when I'm doing our show. I'm just saying, because we're able to get – no, because I love it. We're getting into some deep things that really are real and part of life, you know, that we – and I think sometimes we know – I mean, we know – you know, you'll know there's like a mission we're on, and we know, you know, we're supposed to do this, and we're supposed to do this, even though it's not always easy, but we can hear in our own, you know, intuition and selves that, you know, if something's really not where we're supposed to be. And I think trying to save the world, trying to do for everybody is, it's easy to visualize, no, I can make this difference. I want to leave a legacy. I want to do this. And then realize that, like what you're saying makes so much difference to be able to do it ourselves and do it daily with who we meet. But the platform that we all can have these days, thanks to the internet, thanks to self-publishing, thanks to, like look at TED Talk, you know, that's out there is just so incredible. You know, look at, for example, Oprah Winfrey. She's brilliant, and I love all the giving that she's done with her schools and her, you know, she knows how to get out that sponsorship and to shake everything up, and she's definitely a heart-to-heart person. I love what she's been able to do. But look at the platform she was given. Well, she worked hard. I don't mean given. She's definitely a very intelligent, smart, hardworking woman. That TV platform allowed her to reach audiences all over the world, right? And
yes.
That's made tons of difference in what she does. Our platform now, we're able to do the same thing in a different way. Of course, there's so much going on everywhere. People need to find you. But we're able to do the same thing, which we couldn't have done years ago, which I just love. And what you're doing, what I love about what you're doing is you're helping all of us go, wait a minute, like, this is what you need to do. Like, for example, I'm an expert in real estate. As much as I've always said to God, why isn't it self-help? Because I love the people part. But that part is good because I'm able to read, and whether it's commercial or residential, or see a problem because I've done thousands and thousands of transactions. I mean, literally, and I need to leverage myself out of that, which is what I've been doing with the membership. But I'm not out of it at all by any means, right? It's just that we always have to grow, and then our efforts can help more by teaching the other ones how to do what we did, you know, and I like to still stay involved. But the reason I'm saying it that way is it's a gift that we get, but just like with real estate, I know if there's an issue, I know how to fix it or how to present, how to get this where it's working. It's not just a free-for-all, which many, many deals are in the industry, because a lot of things will just work through, but you need that expertise to be able to get it when there's a problem, get it through. What you're doing is incredible because you're able to – it's kind of like polishing us up, right? You're able to say, okay, I'm just giving an example. Are people able to come to you and say, okay, this is what I'm going to do, but it's kind of scattered. I have this, I have that. You're able to kind of see the big picture of what they're trying to create and then help them, right, and walk them through and say, okay, we can assist you with this piece and this piece and this piece. And before you know it, you have a finished product or a finished plan and a system, because we all need – systems, right? We can't just do it.
That's it exactly. Like, for example, this week I was talking to a lady and she's got multiple books started and she's not sure which one to publish first, and she's not sure the purpose it'll serve in her business, and she's trying to figure out how to connect it to the coaching that she provides. And she does some stuff online and some stuff offline. And so it's about looking at these components and figuring out what you want most, how you want to serve, what matters to you, and putting this whole puzzle together. And I will tell you as well that many people who have a passion and a desire to write and speak, they don't always have the ability to figure out how to monetize it, which is really my specialty.
Which is huge, right?
Yes, this we don't write books for book sales. Those days have gone. We write books to get clients. We write books to receive invitations to more platforms that lead to more clients. And if we don't have those things in place, then it's a great thing that we go, oh my gosh, that was on my vision board, that was on my bucket list, but it doesn't lead to as much as it could. And it certainly does, you know, it could leave people in a place where it's not financially benefiting them. And that's not an option for me. It has
but
to
that's
financially
huge because
benefit.
We have to have money and monetize to be able to eat in this earth, right? I don't mean this. It would
exactly.
be nice if we didn't need to have money. It would be heaven if we could just go out and do what we want to be doing. And then, I mean, we do have, you know, there's some countries, I'm not going to name names, you know, that do pay for their citizens, right? You know, that really, and you get to go, and it would be nice, though, but you're right, you have to monetize, and it's so, that's such an important part of it. So it's great.
Yes, because if we neglect how we're going to make money from it, then we're just reducing the impact that we can have, because then we have to stop and figure out, okay, like you said, how are we going to pay the mortgage? How are we going to pay for this? And that's not really what this is about. It's about knowing how to be smart with it so that we can continue on our mission. And the income isn't a distraction. It's built in.
Right, so you don't have to be worried. It's that's fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me ask you. We have a membership association that I've been working on, and our avatar is mainly small mom and pop brokers, which we have in our members and affiliates. And what do you think about memberships?
Oh, I love them.
Or actually, subscription businesses. Yeah.
Oh yes, I love them. It's very smart. I love anything that creates community. It also is allowing you to leverage yourself. And honestly, you're modeling for others what that looks like as well. One of the membership things that I have is I was always looking at my clients and authors and all this and like, what's that next step? Because when you take someone through a process, they typically need another container to move into to be nurtured
exactly.
on a more long-term basis. You know, to continue the learning and community and networking. And so, yeah, I feel like memberships, they are a very smart thing. And also just from your perspective, right, from the person who has created it and founded it, it allows for people to continuously see the value that you have. And you can be so up close and personal with them that it also allows you to see what else do they need. So then if there's another thing that you could create, if there's another thing that they're asking for, you can be the one to provide it because they're already in your space. They're already looking to you. They already trust you. And so
right.
there's so much potential with them.
I love it. They call it that three C's is like coaching, curriculum, and community. Coaching, curriculum, and community. There's parts of it is how to be able to leverage and grow and still give the time. But I think with the, you know, when you have the curriculum and the community, a lot of the community bounces off each other too, right? It works out really
that's
well.
That's just it. And that's the key is where the community works together. And they can all, you know, they can almost solve each other's problems because they're there together.
That's one. That's great. Yeah, exactly. I love it. And, yeah. So what do you tell somebody when they're going to, it's interesting because we started things so long ago and now it's like there's better platforms to use things, just like Facebook's a great platform, you know, to use Facebook groups. It's just amazing to me how much is out there to make it a lot easier than years ago when we started. So it's just... I love what you're doing. It's just amazing. So I'm going to ask you about New Orleans a little bit, just because we do have a lot of agents and brokers that listen in. And
yes.
Also how people contact you.
Okay. So, yes, we arrived in New Orleans in late August, just in time to sweat, you know. But it was awesome because it was actually exactly the same weather that we had been having in Sicily, which is where we came from. It was, you know, hot and humid. And
yeah.
New Orleans is just a really unique city. The people here, they enjoy life. They're fun-loving. They're laid back. And, you know, they've been through some stuff. They've been through
mm-hmm.
some stuff. And I think when you're around people who have been through things like Katrina, they have perspective. They actually know what matters and what's important, and they haven't lost sight of that. And so it's very nice because it's easy to get caught up in life and things that don't matter, you know, sweating the small stuff. And
exactly.
In New Orleans, that doesn't happen very often. People are grounded. People are friendly. You know, I take
wow.
Uber all the time. And I mean, I have the best drivers and I meet the best people at the little stores. And, you know, the conversations that we have, it's rich and it's meaningful. And it's like they never met a stranger. And it's really nice to move into a place that's like that.
That you feel like family everywhere. That's awesome. Like, really, that's great.
Yes.
Yeah. They did go through so much with Christina. And I heard many have come back and are still rebuilding in different areas. And wow.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people have come back, and there are, like, we're in an area that we're being told that even just a few years ago, it didn't look like this, and they have completely revitalized entire neighborhoods. And what I love about New Orleans is it's built completely different than most U.S. cities. So instead of it being a downtown and then suburbs, all of these different neighborhoods, so like the neighborhood we live in, we have our own shops and our own grocery stores and our own restaurants and our own clothing stores and our own bookstores and our own parks. And so you don't have to drive 30 minutes to everything. We literally can walk to everything. We can walk to breakfast. We can walk to Whole Foods. I can walk to get a crystal and a sweater and a new pair of shoes. And so there's a real sense that it's like a tight-knit community in each of these little neighborhoods. And New Orleans is growing very quickly. We just got a new airport. And one thing that I didn't
wow.
realize when we moved here, it's become the Hollywood of the South. So they make so many movies here. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I'm out on a walk and I see a movie being filmed. I mean, you're just always walking into a...
Oh, I didn't know
set,
that.
Basically. Yes. So it has
I know I was down there
grown.
For one of the real estate conventions a few years back, and I took a tour. And they took you through different, what is it, Ward 9? What's it called, Ward 9? Is that?
Yes.
It was and it was really, yeah, and I went through one of the cemeteries. It was interesting. They used to do this in Europe, too. They probably still do in places. But one of the cemeteries where they said the crypts go one like on top of each other. So you've got,
yes.
you know, they go up instead of the, it was just different where you see the names constantly. And I guess people go in a year and another one comes in and they just do it up top. And then they went through the ward, and they were explaining the markings on the houses, whether somebody may still be alive or not be alive, you know, how they were going in. It was really sad but interesting, you know, to see what they were doing and the revitalization and what they went through. Those levees are pretty dangerous. I don't know. It just I guess they've been reinforced to safety. New Orleans is such a lower level, I mean, lying place. Do you guys get a lot of water coming in or flooding?
You know,
or?
When it rains and it can really let loose, there was one particular day in the summer we had just got here, and it could rain for half an hour, and there's feet of water, you know. And it really depends on the area of town you're in. One thing that
yeah.
everybody talks about is the highest level places. And you know, whenever an Uber is bringing me home or we're talking to somebody and they're asking what area of town we live in, they go, oh, yes, that's a higher place. That's the good. It's good that you're there. But I think, too, something about living here is special because I don't know if this place will always exist because, I mean, we're
– right.
It's basically a city built on water, you know.
Right.
It's almost like Venice, you know. I mean, could there become a time when this just – doesn't exist? Yeah, probably so.
So you think about that when you're looking at the history, yeah, history and future, it makes total sense. Yeah,
yeah, it might not always be here.
And you'll have
been,
you'll have
so
had
rich.
A yeah, yeah. That's what I love, the history and the art and the song, you know, the music. Oh, my gosh, the music there is incredible.
It's amazing.
And you're getting to live it. Yeah, and you'll have that memory, but hopefully, pray it does last. But you're right. Pray it does last. It's amazing.
Yes.
All the generations.
It's a really special place.
All the generations, it's beautiful. I mean, all the generations that did stay and come back and some history. That's what I love about, like, with Europe, the history, and then you've got the history there, you know. It's just, it really does plenty of stories there, Adriana. Plenty, huh?
Yes. It's so true. It is very similar to Europe. It reminds, you know, it's got a similar feel.
Yeah, the French came in and different people. Yeah, that's kind of... So tell us, how does everybody contact you? Because we're coming down to the end of the show already. It goes by too fast.
Absolutely. Well, the best way to contact me is through my website, AdrianaMoniqueAlvarez.com. And, of course, I'm always hanging out on social media, on Facebook and LinkedIn, and so I would love to connect there as well.
That's great, too, because that's what... Yeah. And that's, gosh, this has been such a pleasure. So we've got about 13 minutes, not too many minutes, about 13 minutes left. I want to turn it over to you. And what do you think would be the, you've given us such great nuggets today, and you're just amazing. What would you say to people going, I did want to write a book, but I'm going to wait till later. I've had this in me, or I've had this idea about this business, or I want to go do this, or I want to go do that. What would you tell them?
You know, you said it before. We live in a very unique time where these possibilities, whether it's writing a book or speaking on stage, they're more accessible than ever. And we all have platforms that we're standing on. And what I like to think about is, how can I utilize what I already have, what's already right in front of me? So if you're on social media, share what you know. Write about what matters to you. Use live stream video so that people can more easily connect with you. And when it comes to writing a book or speaking on stage, if you've been thinking, I don't know where to start, or there's a lot of moving parts, or it's complicated, and I don't know how to do all those things in addition to sitting down and writing my story, I want you to know that it's completely changed, and we have an entire streamlined system. We walk our clients through this whole process in a matter of 3 months or less. And so it's about deciding what you want and deciding that you don't want to delay anymore, that now is the time. And we make it happen. You don't have to go on the journey alone. And that's the beauty of it. There's no need to go on the journey alone. Allow someone who's already been on it and figured out the potholes and the weeds, you know, and figured it out. Let us guide you through the process so that you can actually stay in the position of being the storyteller and have all the other details taken care of.
That is beautiful. That makes it sound so much easier. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, it really is. And actually, many of my clients will tell you, that was very fun. I never thought, most of my clients, they come to me and they say, I've been wanting to do this for years, but I also thought it would take years. And it really doesn't. That's how it used to be. And also, we're in the era now, we're not waiting for other people to say yes to us.
Right.
We're not waiting for a publisher to give us a deal. We know how to take the steps to get the book out there. And that's the most important thing. Don't delay in getting it out there, because they can connect with you once it's out.
Do you know how many, like Chicken Soup for the Soul, I mean, which has become an empire, was rejected many times. Many, many books were rejected many times. And I think that you're right, the self-publishing world and not having to is just incredible. And with the platforms and what people can do, we're in a whole new world. And you're right, the dreams can just come alive. I think one thing I want to mention is people fear. You know, they fear because we're all that way. It has to be perfect. Oh, it might not be good enough. You know, and sounds like you have the team and you take that kind of away, because you can say, wait a minute, we can change this, and make it good enough so that it's ready to get out there.
It's true.
Because you see fear is the biggest thing.
you don't have to be, quote unquote, a great writer to put out a great book. It's about having the
right
team around you that makes you look good. You need
that's
to know
fantastic
what you want to share, and we help you know how to share it. That's really the key.
Beautiful. So we won't get, we'll let people contact you as far as the cost and everything, that we won't get into number got cost, but do you guys have situations where you can work with people in different, maybe somebody has the money, other people don't have the money, and kind of work with them?
We have a variety of packages. We have something like just to get started, maybe to contribute one chapter to a book, and then all the way up to a solo book and on the TEDx stage and a business consulting package.
Right.
So we have a full spectrum there. And really, to get in a book, like I have two coming out in the spring, to get a chapter in a best-selling book, it's a very easy access. You know, it's very easy to get started in that.
So when you're doing the chapters in the book, what they're like co-author, Lorraine, you know, like they different. I mean, so is that something that depends on the theme, and then that's something that you all are putting out, or working through other companies?
That's correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Great
so
idea.
So we publish it ourselves, and so we have like one of our themes right now is Empire Moms, women who have built their business for, with, or around their children. And then the next one coming out is Phoenix, inspiring stories of people who've overcome challenges and risen to where they are. And so
it's called Phoenix?
Phoenix, yeah.
Oh, neat.
So everyone
really
contributes
great
one chapter, and then we compile it and we release it, and it's great because they become international bestsellers because we have contributors from all over the world. And it allows us to get our story out. And at the end of each chapter, each contributor has, they can direct readers to their website or their social media accounts, wherever they'd like.
That's a great platform. I love it. It's just, I think like the Chicken Soup of the Soul, like they would do the co-author books too, right, with other speakers, trainers, whomever. And then with the Chicken Soup of the Soul, I saw they have all these series now, right, that keep on going.
Exactly. And, you know, one of the heart projects I want to work on later this year is putting together a book of stories of women who've been through miscarriages, stillbirth, and SIDS.
Oh.
So that's what's on
the
list for me.
So many have, right? And you've been through it, and you know firsthand the pain that they've gone through. And, wow, I just love what you're doing.
Thank you. And books are so important because they allow people to see that they're not alone and that they can relate to our experiences. And that's really why I do what I do. Because then we realize.
And so many of us feel alone, right? That makes sense.
Yes.
That makes so much sense. So many of us. It's a human, you know, the one thing with the social network, and we may be connecting with many, many people, but we can still feel very alone. And you know what I mean?
That's
there's
it.
A community helps, and that's the beautiful part about it. But there's that touch. That's part of your mission, huh? I love it.
Yes, absolutely.
So much to do out there, and you're doing it. This has been
so delightful,
and I want to stay in touch and network and do community and maybe put people in touch with you too. And, oh, my goodness, it's exciting. So to your two sons out there too, I wish you the best. It must be fun having five little ones less than a year apart, right? That's
Oh, yeah. We have a blast. They're a lot of fun.
That is kind of like having twins.
It is. Everybody thinks they're twins. When we say, no, they're a year apart, they look at us, they look at the boys. So, you know, it's we might as well just say they're twins.
That's fun. They're going to be really close, too.
Oh, yeah. They,
very, very close.
They are. They're tied at the hip.
Mm. So, I love it. Your website's AdrianaMoniqueAlvarez.com?
That's correct.
Okay, and Adriana has one N in it? It's A-D-R-I-A-N-A-M-O-N-I-Q-U-E-A-L-V-A-R-E realtyuniversalz.com. And everybody knows they can also go to realtyuniversal.com and let us know if you can't get all this right now. You can we'll put you in touch. Or radio at realtyuniversal.com as well. And this has been a delight. So,
yes, thank you so much for having me.
And we'll do this more too, and have. So we've got two more. You can say one other thing you'd like to. You're doing this anywhere in the world because through the internet you can help people virtually. It doesn't matter. They don't have to meet with you in person, right? I'm assuming you just do this over Zoom or
yes.
other platforms.
We do everything online. We do everything online. That's been the beauty of the last 3 years is I've been able to work with about 1,200 women in 36 countries. And so no matter where in the world you are, we all can connect through social media and through a Zoom room. And this also allows it to be where you can meet so many, you know, when we have authors come in, we put everyone in a private Facebook group. So then they can network and build relationships with other authors and figure out what they have in common. And it's amazing the things that the different authors have in common when they come together. And that's the beauty mm-hmm. of it. So it doesn't matter what area you're in, and it doesn't matter if you've got any experience with writing or a book. You know, even a lot of our authors, English isn't their first language. And so we have a certain time frame that when we have contributors and English isn't their first language, our editors give them extra time so that they can work through their chapters. And then we can move the project forward from there. So it's open to anyone who really believes that their story is ready to be shared.
I love it. The story, the movie, that whole platform, it keeps on going, doesn't it? You know, you can see it. It just kind of says, okay. And it's all about love and peace when it comes to the whole different, you know, when you think about it. Like everybody wants to be heard. Everybody wants to share their story, but somebody out there needs your story. I know as far as, you know, speaking, and we always say, okay, if we help one person out there, we did our job, right? And
mm-hmm.
that's what people need to hear and know that they're not alone. Like you said, I love it. So,
absolutely.
Well, we
it
will be talking
courage.
Soon. Oh,
yes,
yes,
I'm looking forward to it.
Takes a lot of courage and faith and get back up, never quit.
That's
and
right.
You make it, this is like you're like the lifeboat that comes along and goes, here, I can help you do this. This can get done. It's not going to be that hard. So I love it.
That's right.
And, you know, that's what we'll call you. So, all right, I want to have you back and talk to you soon. And to everybody else out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to realtyuniversal.com. Make it a great day.